like a mystical musical masterful, wonderful like a fantasy, but factual, factual. She was sweet as a Halle Berry pie. I was driving a Lamborghini, then morphed into a Rolls Royce on high. Heels like a genie in a pink polka dot bikini. She made it happen for me steadily. It was all joy and ecstasy, like the special delivery in the sound of my voice, flowing naturally like the Nile River. Guys, I rejoice intellectually, practically, spiritually, graciously, thankfully. Leave it up to God. You don't leave it up to God, you'll be catching in like a ride. Be your own master car. If federal expression that you can't touch this, you can't steal. This is 48. Copyright from Celestial Pages. It's universal what I say. They may repeat on TV, movies, commercials, because I'm perfect. The color of royalties, because I'm raw. I y'all bring my royalties, because I'm regal like my people. I have no people, Greek or sequel. So don't be trying to make me illegal. Shoot me around like a seagull. Hunt me down like a beagle, but I'm sore like a beagle. Amongst the stars, I'm spangled from every angle. In the movie, in the triangle. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful like an angel in his own heaven. Don't have to get up to be living at night because I'm living in the lemon limelight. It's the same. Alive just a young woman in the game. Got same scriptures on my name, but ain't no shame in my aim. So I sleep good at night with King Solomon Dane. Going down in God's heavenly hall of fame. With him in mind, you got the time. I am the time of your life because the word is my guide. My religion and my wife in paradise. There's no such thing as night and day when you're living on the heavenly highway. I love Lucy. Lucy means life as long as your soul is bright. I'm ever ready for an all night with a sister. Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity lover and a fighter. Let's take it high, make it plain, y'all. Check, 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 check. If you're down with me, you're bad enough for me. If you're fine with me, you're fine enough for me. The drowning man doesn't ask what color is the hand flipping out of the water. He just wants a hand and a chance to barter and fulfill his master plan. Instead of planning for the master of disaster, man, I'm working harder for the new world order. What else you gonna get this kind of color? Brother, sister, we're all children of the same mother. Earth gave birth to the wide old universe. Because of her, I'm getting mad. Cursing, flaunting, such stupid style. I don't need a high profile here on earth amongst humans. Against an innovation in heaven. I can't believe the kind of liquid love light they're making. Earth shake and reverberate and liberate. Deliberate and buzz to the world. I keep it a secret. I do whatever it takes to keep it, even though they try to bleed, because it comes from a higher source. But let them remorse. I'm flying high on a winged horse across heaven. But lucky numbers 9, 11, 18, and 33. The number of mastery. And of course, 7. I don't just believe in miracles. I expect them, project them. Cause and effect, resurrect and perfect them.
Hey, everybody, welcome aboard. This is HarambeRadio.com. Special edition of Blue Monday Show, the Quiet Celebrity Show with yours truly, Gwen Mack. Attack, your hostess with the mostest. Pisces Speaks, the truth that sets us free. My guest tonight is Paradise, live from the Bay Area, and we're going to talk in a few moments, but before we get started, you know, I got to say thank you to my host, Marshall Wilkerson, the blues man who held down the fort last week. We do go solo at times, so I want you to know everybody's still together on Blue Monday. And he had Tess and Hip Trash, and they were getting down with a lot of humor and good music, blues, country, and her new CD, Think a Party's Getting Started, which we're getting ready to get started right here on Blue Monday with Pisces Speaks. I want to give a shout-out to Latifah Shakir in Philadelphia. I hear you're home from the hospital, sister. Take it easy out there. We want you to be around a couple more million years. Also, I want to give a shout-out to all the people out there that's going through the drama in Egypt, you know, which is sad to say, and having a million-man march supposed to be in Cairo, Egypt tomorrow. And Brother Wally, for your show, Relationship Monday, and the sister you had on there, if she don't want to be with you, give me a call. I'll sit in with you on the fourth Monday or fifth Monday of the month. But it's January 31st. Tomorrow's my brother Kim's birthday, the Aquarius, and I wanted to have Paradise on January 31st, which is tonight, and he's live waiting for us, so we're not going to hold him up any longer. But I do want you to know, Paradise, I want you back because February is Black History Month. If you can commit, if not, let me know. But bring him on, Paradise, my quiet celebrity of the month. No shame in my game. I chose you. Welcome to HarambeRadio.com.
peace and blessings, love and light, guidance and protection day and night. Habari Ghani, beloved, and thank you for having
me on
the show.
Thank you. You know, I have been hearing about you for years through True Vibe Records, Bill Jackson. Hi, Bill Jackson, and Siobhan, and all the Rufus, your whole hip-hop, jazz, hip-hop poetry. I didn't even know. I knew about you when Bill would talk about you, but I didn't realize, actually, I think you are someone that I am way overdue to have on Harambe and to introduce to my family, Harambe family. Paradise is born in, from Oakland Highland Hospital. He graduated from Berkeley High School, and he majored in English creative writing from Xavier University in New Orleans, which we have several guests from that area, Will Horton and, I believe, Delaire Doyle. Some of the guests that we have on our show have been from New Orleans, and I don't want to say them all right now. So you played pro basketball in Argentina for Club Amarante Brown. He's the president of the International Black Writers and Artists, Inc., Local Number 5 in Oakland, California. And he also started the present Bay Area Black Poetry Movement with the Afro-Metropolitan Poetry Series. He's produced Best in the West Glam Slam Poetry Contest, raising over $11,000 in cash and prizes for poets between 1998 and 2001. Paradise, you produced World's First Poetry and Poetry Film Festival at Parkway Theater in Oakland. Let's just talk a little bit about all these accomplishments. And I want you to know I am a true fan, and ain't no shame in my game. Welcome, and now I'm going to let you have the mic, brother.
Oh, well, once again, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Because of all those accomplishments, the mayor of Oakland, Ron Dellums at the time, declared October 6th as Paradise Day. So
yeah, and I was going to say that you can go to the website, www.truevibrecords.com, and hear read a little bit about everything you've done. I'm proud of you for that. October 6th forever, every year?
As far as I know.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Too bad you didn't pick the Aquarius time of the year, since you're Aquarius and you have those Aquarius Pisces parties I've been hearing about.
Yes, and it's like Amiri Baraka says, I got to the A ward, now I'm waiting for the reward. You know?
And you facilitated the Slam Poetry Workshop September 23 at Famous Poets Society Convention in Orlando, Florida, in Reno, in Nevada. And how was that, the poetry workshops down there in Orlando, Florida, where it's nice and hot?
Yeah, they've been in Orlando and Nevada and several other places. And I just love doing those poetry, creative writing workshops and meeting thousands of poets and sharing.
You know, I told you you're a poet, and we know it, and the quiet celebrity, so you know, this is not rehearsed, everybody out there in Harambe land. There's just every month I try, and I think I missed December because I was so busy with other stuff going on, but every month I try to pick an artist that I feel is my quiet celebrity from way back in the day when I was a writer, Pisces Speaks column, quiet celebrity was something I invented, and I want to keep it alive as long as I can. And even though it's January 31st, February is right around the corner, so next month I do have a brother coming on, Al Zai, who used to be with the Platters. So we may have back-to-back quiet celebrity, but come March, be rolling again. So what about the entering Oakland poem on Ed Bradley's Street Stories? Did you say read that? Is that something you wrote called Entering Oakland, a poem?
Yeah, it was a spoof on what was at the time. All of the signs as you enter the city, Oakland, it said entering Oakland.
Oh.
And so I did a spoof on that piece, and the poem helped pioneer bringing or changing the signs to welcome to Oakland. You know,
oh, yeah, that's right. And so now
entering Oakland, you're like, you are now entering Oakland. Oh. Ah!
And they don't put California, they just say Oakland, huh?
Yes.
Now, what about the signature poem, I Love Everything About You But You, on BET? I might want to ask you about that one day. I think I wanted to hear about that. Can you give me a couple of words from that, I Love Everything About You But You?
I Love Everything About You But You. That's my signature poem in Black America. black folks love their peace because they say it makes them feel valid.
They love their what?
They love that particular poem.
Right, right. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. It makes them feel validated.
Right. And the Street Spirit, the poetry magazine that benefits the homeless, you can see that. Congratulations on that. Is that still out there, the Street Spirit?
Street Spirit Homeless Magazine. Yeah, I came up with the idea for that, to mm-hmm. have a newspaper that the homeless could sell and
wow.
that would have the works of poets in it. Mm-hmm. So right. they could make money, and at the same time, poets could get exposure. So,
oh, yeah, well, that's, I'm proud of you for that. And then you performed the one-man show, Shock the World, Malcolm Martin Muhammad Ali, at the Afro Solo in San Francisco and Cinnabar Hip Hop Theater Festival in Petaluma. I think I saw that on YouTube. I was like, wow, this brother is so talented, and I'm so honored to have you on a Quiet Celebrity Show on Blue Monday here on HarambeeRadio.com. He's a poet of 1,000 poems and dozens of books. Recently produced the 5th CD, The Oakland is a Holy City Project, featuring the Oakland All-Stars after jazz, funk, hip poetry. How do you say that? Hip poetry?
It's jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry, or jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry.
And Beloved in the Art of Living Black, and I Love Everything About You. Okay. Then, and while you play one of the lead roles in Mac, a gangster tale, an urban adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth, so you act, I know you write, and then you're a poet, and then you're doing spoken word. You're all around artist that's definitely worthy of my Quiet Celebrity status, and I haven't even finished. So we're going to let Mr. Paradise, a.k.a. Black Cloud Talking Star, Shante Shangri-La Ali, a.k.a. Lord Paradise, better known as Paradise Free Jai Love Supreme, born Richard Moore. Can you do us a poem? I know we didn't rehearse this. Can you give me a poem for our listening audience tonight, please? Pretty please?
You invited me back to a following show, and I'd love to do that because I have so many mm-hmm. things I want to share with the community that I think are marvelous. And if I may, I'd just like to do a quick rundown of some of the mystical, magical, marvelous things that I like to share, the titles and the concepts.
Definitely.
Just so I can get them in, and then you can talk about them later. Maybe we can do that. Is that cool?
I would love for you to do whatever you want to do. It's your show, and I'm going to then, after we talk, let our listeners know we're going to play some songs that have Paradise and them. First of all, we're going to play Give It All You Got a little later, brand new red hot smashing single. Also, Black Man America, which I love, especially on Black History Month, which I feel should be all year round. And then we'll Equal Opportunity, which we open the show with. And we'll play again Ancient Mama Black. But right now, Paradise, do your thing and don't rush, because we got a whole lot of time. Just do your thing.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
First of all, I like to talk about the three-part Soul Brother handshake that you be seeing everybody in the universe do.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I thought it had come out in the early 70s, but Bobby said it came out in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm talking about, right? The handshake that you see brothers do. Pardon?
Go ahead, yeah.
Each part of it has a meaning, you know. And today everybody's doing a handshake, but nobody knows the history of it and the meaning of it. So I want to bring the meaning, just to bring the knowledge back to the neighborhood. Each part had a meaning. The first part, when you first grab hands, means the second part, when you go into the regular handshake, means peace. And the last part, when you grip fingers into a fist, means unity. So each part has a meaning. Love, boom. Peace, boom. Unity. I also want to share something that I call the ancestor net. The internet is a wonderful, marvelous, modern day tool and technology that enables you to connect worldwide, but the ancestor net is yours. I'm giving a cultural world's fair in Oakland in the summer of 2012. I want to talk about attaching the seven principles of Kwanzaa to the 7 days of the week in our communities, especially Siku Jama, or Siku Ujamaa, Wednesday, Cooperative Economics Day, or African Reparations Day, a day that we isolate once a week. Like every week and every day, we should be going out of our way to support black businesses, but let's do it particularly. This is what I'm promoting on that day. Also, a prayer code was given to me, the 939 prayer code. 939 is community prayer time. It was given to me in September, the ninth month, on the 30th day in 09. And that is to pray for one moment, maybe apart in sequence and location, but together in spirit and aspiration every day at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., and 9 p.m. Also, I'm promoting Kiswahili as our international unifying language and potential multi-billion dollar economy in selling t-shirts, books, CDs, DVDs, teaching classes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Also, I have something that I call the Punani principle, which, if we have time, I'd like to read a little bit about. But it's seven parts. And I think it'll bring more love and peace in the entire universe. Also,
yeah, we have time for sure.
Writer's
time.
Block is a crock, I like to say, because I teach poetry and creative writing workshops. How to utilize your healing hands of prayer. Of course, our CD, Jazz Funk Hip-Hopetry, JFHP. And Bill Jackson, who was so inspired by his trip to West Africa that he wanted to do something to commemorate it.
Right.
And he started asking around for poets, et cetera, and he heard about me. We got together. I just thought it was going to be something that I was getting paid for. I was happy to do it, but it turned out to be much better than I could have imagined. And I think what he's trying to do and what I really like is create a contemporary West Coast Motown meets Bob Marley, Malcolm, Martin. You know, something
yeah,
that you can dance
presents. Yeah, Bill Jackson, he's off the chain. He's a wonderful man, a producer, a writer, a musician, and True Vibe Records has definitely got some wonderful artists. And continue,
yeah,
please.
Music that the whole family
yeah.
can listen to. And dance to your grandma and your baby girl.
Sure.
And learn from.
Mm-hmm.
There's a poem that I'm working on called The Second Emancipation Proclamation. There's a new concept that I'm working on called Your 12 Brains. It says that we have 12 brains, one for each sign of the zodiac.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, we're going to hold the first annual, and we hope this will be national and international, Black Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need that.
And honoring Black elegance, activism, and Oscar Grant.
Right.
And his memory.
Cool.
As an alternative to Halloween, I created a holiday called All African Saints, where we can still be festive and costumey, but we do it with consciousness. You know, we do wearing the outfits of maybe, who knows, just all an Egyptian outfit, a Tuskegee Aryan outfit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Also, there's something I like to talk about called the intersection of consciousness. And the essence of beautiful is be till full. So I just want to get that out.
Well, definitely. And then you have that trip to Africa. I think you did mention that coming up.
Oh, yeah, my Kiswahili Social Club, which is on.
That.
Yeah, no doubt. My Kiswahili Social Club, which is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something at the African Children's Advanced Learning Center in Oakland, in conjunction with them, taking a trip to East Africa and Tanzania. And I think it's going to be 2 weeks for less than $3, including room, board, and travel expenses. Excuse me, less than $3,000.
Have you been there before?
No, this will be my first trip to the motherland, back home, yeah.
That'd be great. And then now, when you do go, everybody's going to go, what, together on the same plane, or what? You have to get, what are you going to do? Reserve an airplane, or everybody going to meet up in Africa? Shoot. You know, I have people who travel a lot. I'll be wondering, do people fly together, or do they all meet up somewhere? I guess when you're coming from, it depends, I'm asking a silly question. If everybody came from one state, like, are you in Oakland, California, Bay Area area?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
If you have a group of people from Oakland, you all could go together. I don't know what I'll think, because people from all the world can't travel on the same plane. I don't like those airplanes. So have fun in Africa, and please let me know how that went. Now, what about the Holla Back in Oakland, 10 Queens and a Mic in Berkeley, Third Eye Theater, the Black Repertory Theater, and Paradise's World's Fair Poetry Series at that Ethiopian restaurant that used to be Jamaican House? What is this, Shahamani's?
Shahamani's.
Yeah, you know, I used to go there all the time when it was Jamaica House. My sister, Miss Mack, used to sing there, Rasta Jamaica.
Oh, the Jamaica House was there?
That used to be there, yeah, on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm talking about the one in Sacramento. You might have one in Oaktown. We got one out here, right here on, matter of fact, I went to that one. We got one on Broadway here, and you got a Broadway one in Oaktown. But it's just...
Yes, I performed at that one in Sacramento with Brother Malik.
That's who. That's where I'm talking about. I saw that on the website. That used to be the Jamaican House, from what I recall.
Oh, yes.
Back in the day, yeah. See, you know, that website where you did that video was really nice for the people coming in with their music, and you were, like, talking and doing your spoken word, which is what you really specialize in, spoken word. Paradise, my guest tonight here on the Blue Monday Quiet Celebrity Show. He is definitely a spoken word performing artist, and he has solutions to black community, the black community's problems through poetry, healing. So let's talk a little bit about one of your poems if you want to do one. Like I said, you have all the time. We got till 9 o'clock. We're here in the Sacramento. I'm in Sacramento. It's West Coast time, even though it is, we are heard in 100-plus cities and 30-plus countries. We are in California. It's still early, so whatever you want to do a poem, if not, I did say I want you to come back, but I am definitely wanting to hear your voice and anything that you like to talk about.
Yes, I'll do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, please.
But first of all, Shahamani's Ethiopian Restaurant, Bar, and Grill is located downtown Oakland at 2507 Broadway, and I host my World's Fair Poetry Series every first and third Sunday of the month there. From 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, so the poem that I like to do, which is it's part 107. Okay. It's called The Punani Principle.
All right.
The Punani Principle simply states that the more deeply you touch a woman's heart and make her happy and love, the more pleasure she and her body are likely to give you from above. So when you brag about hitting it and quitting it, you didn't really get it. You missed it. You thought you was robbing the bank when really all you got was the change at the counter, leaving behind in the vault millions of dollars. Because every woman has at least 7 punani heavens that she can drop on you through time. Each one sweeter than the last one. Divine is the alchemy of intimacy that God created, especially between a man and a woman. Only through the heart, body, mind connections can you reach those higher yin-yang heavens with a deeper love that reaches all the way up to her heart, which is like a violin that you should be stroking from the start. That's the Punani principle. Part one. It's 7 parts, actually.
Wow. That was beautiful. And, you know, it's coming around Valentine's Day. I know you must have a take on that. I used to joke and call it VD Day, but I don't want to do that no more. You know, people are, I used to, just because it is, it's VD Day. No, I don't mean it like that. That's a private joke. Nobody's laughing but me. But anyway, this is HarambeRadio.com. Pisces speaks with Paradise tonight, and he's live in Oak Town. And about the restaurant, I want to clarify that we do have one here also on Broadway. Coincidence, almost exactly the same address in Sacramento. So make sure you check them out. You want to tell us how we can get in touch with you besides, don't you have a website that people can go to besides TrueVibeRecords.com? I think you have several email addresses. Did you want to share anything with the audience? How they can get your music, Paradise?
Oh, yes. Definitely www.TrueVibeRecords.com to hear some great music. For the Cultural World Fair, you can go to 2012worldsfair.wordpress.com. You can reach me on Twitter at Frija Love, and on Facebook as Paradise Frija Love or Paradise the Poet.
And that's true, TRUE, Vibe, V like Victor, I, B like Boy, E, records.com. Mm-hmm. And there's all these songs that you can hear on there and how you can get them through Feedy Baby or whatever way, or even get in touch with Bill Jackson at True Vibe Records. He definitely makes sure you'll get a copy of the CD, of the new CD that's Giving All You Got Is, which is featuring Paradise. And was it Calizé, the sister Calizé?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we definitely want to tell everyone that the songs that are on the CD with Paradise's voice are going to be playing shortly after we talk. In the next few minutes, we're going to go nonstop with Equal Opportunity Lover. Let's talk about that song that that you mentioned, Halle Berry, for some reason. That stood out in my mind. Did you write those lyrics?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the concept of Equal Opportunity? We're all equal opportunity? What?
Love? Well, the concept was that a drowning man doesn't ask what color is the hand pulling him out of the water. He just wants a hand, you know. And so when you're a black man trying to help your people, you're trying to stay afloat and trying to be about community at the same time. So you work with whomever you can work with.
Yeah. How long does it take you to write a song or a poem? Does it take like a few minutes? So it was hearing the birds chirping, like you mentioned.
It depends. Some come from, as I mentioned before, the intersection of consciousness. Mm-hmm. From the left brain lane, you're thinking and you're reasoning and you're praying. And from that right brain lane comes creative inspiration, intuition, and the answer to your prayers. And oftentimes, because you're left braining, the answer can't get through because the right brain has a red light, because you're trafficking, you're thinking, you're praying, you're doing whatever, trying to find a solution. And then oftentimes you stop, and then voila, you get your epiphany or whatever, and that's because you let that other traffic come through. Mm-hmm. But saying all that to say that sometimes my pieces come all at once. Other times I have to put them together like a puzzle. Sometimes the title will come, which is the general or the concept, and then the soldiers will come later, or the rest of the poem will come later. So it depends. And the reason why I say writer's block is a clock is because saying you have writer's block is like saying you have sitter's block while sitting down. You're going to have sitter's block until you actually get up and start walking. And you're going to have writer's block until you actually start writing. No writing fairies are coming. And it's like using an ink pen that won't write. So what you do is you start scribbling furiously on some paper, and eventually the ink starts to flow. But it starts to flow because when you're scribbling, you're causing friction. And the friction is causing heat. And the heat is warming the coagulated cold ink, enabling it to flow. And it's the same thing with your gray matter. It takes motion. It takes work. Talking with somebody else or just scribbling. Anything to get those creative juices flowing, that gray matter fluid.
And, so and you've been doing
concept.
This for how long? Since you were little or just started in adulthood or when you started writing?
Well, I wrote my first official poem for my senior high school picnic at Berkeley High.
Okay.
I've been writing a long
time. Berkeley. Well, good. Well, you're a young man. You're still a young man. And he's Aquarius, February 18th. So be sure everybody on Facebook going to send you a bunch of birthday cards and wishes and prayers. And I know you're going to be having a successful everything that you do because you put your heart into it. I can tell. Even your words tell it. So anything you do and for to have so much going on and still have time to write and do your poetry and the jazz, hip-hop poetry CD, I know it's going to be coming back around, and we're going to play some songs after we talk. But I do want to tell you, you're definitely someone that I had not known was as powerful as you are until I started saying, wait a minute, this brother is really hot. I looked on the website, and then I saw all this other stuff you were doing. I was like, my goodness. So I was like, I got to get him on here. But we had Tina Marie special January 3rd. We had the Color Girls. My sister was Lady in Yellow January 10th. January 17th, Sister Sarah Price, who's doing a trip to Jamaica for a women's third annual ladies' getaway. And the 24th, we broke it down with Tess and a brother named Paris. So then tonight is officially a brother on the line to break up January, even though we did have a man last week, Paris, who was on with Tess. But February's coming around, and I know there's a lot going on, and I definitely want to know about this Aquarius Pisces party, so please keep me in mind, and if I don't show up, believe me, I'll be there in spirit, because I know you guys are going to party. Now, when you have the Pisces Aquarius thing, is it pretty much spoken word and dancing or music, or what's that? What goes on?
It's a party. I have an annual Pisces Aquarius birthday party and Black History Month celebration. That will be on February the 20th. On February the 6th, we're going to be featuring Rudy Wangozi and Sonwa. That's the Sounds of New World Africa, their band. Brother Rudy is originally from Oakland, but he's been in New York, and he's back now. He's been back for about a month. And that will be his last day before he goes back to New York. So I definitely recommend him and his band. And
Where
we're
going
to be at Shashamani's Ethiopian restaurant.
Oh, good. And that's February 20th. What day is that? Friday, Saturday?
That's Sunday. Thank you. That's a Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m., two floors.
Yeah, I might have to come down there and kick it in Oaktown. You know, I used to live in Oakland right there on Fairmont Avenue. I worked for Oakland Housing Authority. You might not know that, but I used to live over there, and I really love Oakland, California a lot. I just happened to get a good deal on a home out here. First Antioch, then I brought one in Sacramento. I was blessed to be able to do that. Ain't Your Mama Black. When did you write that? When did you write Ain't Your Mama Black?
It's interesting that you mentioned Antioch, because my sister used to stay out there.
Silly.
And I went out there one time, and I was heading back towards Bard, right?
Yeah.
And then I heard some words, right? And it was like, nigger child. And I was like, huh? Wait a minute.
Don't tell me this happened in Antioch. I was just coincidence. I just happened to say that.
And then I heard it again, and it was these little boys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could have slapped all three of them with one hand, but, you know, but my sister lived there, you know, so. And I thought about, you know, what would I say, you know, like in the movie Slam, this mm-hmm. brother, he's faced two gangs, and he knows he's going to have to deal with both of them, so he starts writing a poem, and when they're both about to jump, and he spits this poem, and it just stops them in their tracks.
Mm.
So I was thinking, if I was to write a poem, so I could just summarize what I need to say at that particular moment, what would I say? And Ain't Your Mama Black is one of those pieces, and it just talks about how we are all rooted in white people and from the motherland. So
yeah, even if you don't have a black mama, but. Are you serious? It happened when I just happened to mention Antioch. That is definitely, we have definitely not rehearsed this. I lived there, and then I came to Sacramento, but I lived in Oakland, too, you know, back in L.A., born in Philadelphia, blah, blah, blah. But that is just a coincidence, everyone, that Ain't Your Mama Black. And Coco Venus, with that little Latin flavor.
Yeah, Coco Venus just is another piece dedicated to all my Coco Venusian, beautiful sisters. It's a fun piece. And I want to do a cartoon video to it, you know, to Coco Venus. So if there are any producers, videographers out there. I definitely want to get in the studio because I have so much material of poetry and spoken word and rap to take it all to a whole new level and paradigm. And I just can't wait. So if there are any producers out there, hit me up.
I know a few. Hey, everybody out there on Facebook and Harambe Land, this brother's got talent. Come on, let's invest and get some money started here. The Paradise is my special guest tonight. Quiet Celebrity. Go ahead.
Like this piece right here, when Chuck D heard it, when Chuck D heard it, he called it, he said, well, that says everything. Another person called it the song of the century. Another called it the new international black anthem. But anyway, it's the
piece. My favorite one?
I'm not sure which one.
The Black Man in America?
Oh, How to Be a Black Man in America.
Man, and you used to watch Leave with the Beaver and Bill Cosby.
Searching for a father figure.
Yeah.
Looking to black man's eyes, like, how do you do this, man? How do you do this black man thing? So, yeah, that's what inspired.
That's a hot song. That should be the black man's national anthem. You know, we should take, I'm telling you, that's hot. Now, you know, First Saturday's coming up, everybody, also, since I won't be back till next Monday, African Art Show, First Saturday. And there's a lot going on here in Sacramento, but we'll talk about that next week and Super Bowl. Hope you guys enjoy it. I know my son wants the Packers, and I want Pittsburgh Steelers. And tonight is the Blue Monday Super Special with Paradise. And Paradise knows we about to get ready. We got about 20 more minutes. We getting ready to roll the songs. But I want him to give a shout-out to anybody you want to, because after that we're going to roll Equal Opportunity Lover, Give It All You Got, Black Man, How to Be a Black Man in America, and Ain't Your Mama Black. And they are definitely from the brother on the air tonight, Paradise, from True Vibe Records. and also a spoken artist on his own. And he's got a lot going on. So give your shots out because we're going to roll your music, Brother Paradise, on HarambeRadio.com.
I'd like to do a verse from this poem, which, as I said, is my signature piece in Black America. And it's called I Love Everything About You, But You. And it's about certain people like everything about us. But it goes like this. I love everything about you, but you. I love everything about you, but you. And I say that four times.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about you, but you. I love everything about you, but you. They want the black spirit. They want the black mind. They want the black soul. They want the black behind. They want the black muscle. They want the black heart. They want the black music. They want the black art. They want the black rhythm. They want the black hips. They want the black power. They want the black lips. They want the black style. They want the black talk. They want the black skills. They want the black walk. They want the black ride. They want the black heat. They want the black coffee. They want the black meat. They want the black land. They want the black gold. They want the black diamonds. They want the black coal. They want the black oil. They want the black race. They want the black earth. They want the black space. They want the black dollars. They want the black gods. They want the black everything but me and you. Now that's odd, y'all. They want the black neighborhoods, but not the black neighbor. Wait a minute, what are you trying to say? Oh, I love everything about you, but you.
You. Hey, that's good. Clap, clap, wee! I'm here. Well, this is HarambeRadio.com, Quiet Celebrity Show on Blue Monday. My co-host, Marshall Wilkerson, will be back next Monday, February 7th. Happy birthday, Mom. My mom's birthday, February 7th. And Philly.
All right.
And and we definitely will be talking to Paradise again. His birthday's February 18th. He's got a lot going on. Be sure to go to the website, TrueVibesRecords.com. And if you want to hear this show, any part that you missed, you can check back later on HarambeRadio.com. Click the Listen on Demand button. Because if you missed any of this show, you can hear it again, over and over again. Because now it's time for some music that you definitely, and I want to let you know, Harambe has played these songs before, but we have never had Paradise on the air before, so this is exclusive with Pisces Speaks, yours truly, Gwen Mack, and I am so proud of you and honored to have you as our guest tonight on Blue Monday. So sit back and relax, Paradise, or if you're going to hang up, come back later and hear your songs on the internet, because we're going to jam. I think we're going to start with... Let's go down the line. Let's start with Give It All You Got. And please tell everyone I said hello and my love and wishes to the best for you. And hope we meet in person one day as well.
No doubt. Asante Sana, thank you so much for having me on.
Peace. Thank you, Brother Paradise. Peace and love and blessings. And we're going to play some songs now for you. So everybody enjoy the rest of the show. This is Pisces Speaks saying one love. And let's get started with Give It All You Got.
Thank you. Make deals to the last. Her kind goes fast, sexy, right, strong, black. baby. She's the one you choose quick with the heart-shaped lips. She don't take no shh, baby. She's got tact, respectability, and class shown up. She's got a fighting spirit, so she won't give up. The girl has got fear and all through her bones. And when you see me rolling, I'll be rolling alone.
high. I was driving a Lamborghini, then morphed into a Rolls Royce on high. Heels like a genie in a pink polka dot bikini. She made it happen for me. Aesthetically, it was all joy and ecstasy. I like the special delivery and the sound of my voice going naturally like the Nile. River gods, I rejoice intellectually, practically, spiritually, graciously, thankfully. Leave it up to God. We don't leave it up to God. You'll be cashing in like a rod. Be your own MasterCard. If Federal Expression is you can't touch this, you can't steal. This is 48. Copyrighted by Celestial Pages. It's universal what I say. They be repeating on TV, movies, commercials. Doesn't hurt the color of royalties because I'm raw. I all bring my royalties because I'm real like my people. Have no people, Greek or Sea. So don't be trying to make me illegal. Shoot me around like a seagull. I'm down like a beetle, but I'm soaring like a beetle. Amongst the stars, lots of angle. From every angle in the Nubian triangle. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful like an angel in his own heaven. Don't have to get up to 11 at night because I'm living in the lemon line. Life is the same. A lot of just a young woman in the game. Got some scratches on my name, but ain't no shame in my aim. So I sleep good at night with King Solomon Dane. Going down in God's heavenly hall of fame. And in your mind, you got the time. I am the time of your life because the word is my guide. My religion and my wife in paradise. There's no such thing as night and day when you're living on the heavenly highway. I love Lucy. Lucy means life. As long as your soul is bright, I'm ever ready for an all-nighter with a sister. Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity lover and a fighter. Let's take it high. Make it plain, y'all. Check, 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 check. If you're down with me, you're back enough for me. If you're fine with me, you're fine enough for me. The drowning man doesn't ask what color is the hand flipped out of the water. He just wants a hand and a chance to barter and fulfill his master plan. Instead of planning for the master of disaster, man, I'm working harder for the new world order. What else you gonna get this kind of color? Brother, sister, we're all children of the same mother. Earth gave birth to the wide old universe. Because of her, I'm getting mad. Curse and form, such moving style. I don't need a high profile here on earth amongst humans. Against the innovation in heaven. I can't believe the kind of liquid love life we're making. Earth shape and reverberate and liberate and deliberate and bust into the world. I keep it a secret. I do whatever it takes to keep it, even though they try to bleed because it comes from a higher source. But let them remorse. I'm flying high on a winged horse across heaven. My lucky numbers 9, 11, 18, and 33, the number of mastery, and of course 7. I don't just believe in miracles, I expect and project them. Cause and effect, resurrect and perfect them. If your dreams are not impossible, they may be too small. If the world is not enough, you just may have it all. You have to think about the stars to find out who you really, 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 are. The seasons change, but I don't change with the seasons. I'm too busy resunning my reasons. And when I sing, it's like spring. The whip, I make you blossom in the ring of my vicinity. You feel the thrill of me and my infinity. I love the pen and the felicity. The key to my serenity is poetry. Me? I'm wired like a battery. Supercharged and ever ready with eternal ecstasy. Throughout the night, I'm steady, shining light and glee. Across the world, I'll be a supernova, casanova, bossanova, blowing up, G. Cause I'm a poetry. Who am I? I'm very polyamorous, baby. That means I have many names like number one, funk master, beast creator, innovator, heavenly love, star garden, dream animator, paradise, that I love, supreme power generator of culture through length, it's elevated word, bits of wonder world, illuminator of names, higher planes and heart frames, a poetry cultivator, treasure magnetic, mind king, persuader, beauty multiplicator, terminator, liberator, supernova, lover, health and wealth, conveyor, Yahshua, imitator, truth, investigator, spiritual educator, player, saver, not a player, hater, but a spiritual player, saver. But, you can call me Paradise, baby. Hip-hop, tootsie pop, draped
In the translucent glitter of Afro blue, stardust diddly do, she boppy wops, lollipops, and jiggly giggly googlops like a brown eyed Betty Boop, bops fat Daisy Duke. Ellington hippity hops in her skiddly D and skiddly doo wops. So you can't help but go cuckoo for the Cocoa Pop. She be popping cause she be bopping the honey bee like a chocolate covered candy apple tree. So brother heads trying to get her in the captain's crunch and munch a bunch before lunch. Be bobbins for candies, apples like slithering snapple grapples in a barrel of foo, foo, fapple farrels. But Venus's fly trap naps and saps with gaps seeking laps without snaps or harm maps. So she boop, boop, be doops and whoop, de whoops. Throughout the city, luring Fruit Loop kisses like Hershey's wishes. It can make chocolate as sweet as the misses with the magically delicious supercalifunkalicious wishing well lips and ho at the moon hips. Be making fools flip when they see her on the strip, cause man, ain't nobody never. Us like the chocolate Mrs. Coco.
Coco Venus. Coco Venus.
Yo mama, so black, she put the hue in humanity and colored the future of the world over 4 billion years ago, and her dye ain't faded yet. Now, ain't your mama black? Your mama so black, when she jumped into the tub of life, she left a ring around the universe. And from her purple, blue, black essence, she gave the suns, moons, and stars birth. Now, ain't your mama black? Your mama so black, she got oil running through her veins like black gold and afro puff clouds that rain life-sustaining liquids on Earth's mahogany-lipped terrain. As her ubiquitous carbon soul is compressed into diamonds underground and oppressed into black pearls like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman above ground. Now, ain't your mama black? If life and love and all creation is born out of darkness into the light, and the life-giving sun rises up every morning like a baby newborn between the earth's black mountain thighs out of the womb of night. Ain't your mama black? Ain't she a carbon copy of one of the daughters of the dust? Ain't Eve short for evening, dark like the end of the day and the beginning? And if the rivers of humanity flow like the Blue Nile from the center of the world out of heart-shaped Africa to the four corners of the earth, and if even your anthropologists say the oldest human remains discovered belong to an African they call Lucy, and if Oprah is America's billion-dollar nanny because you prefer your housekeepers and babysitters and gurus to be swarthy, ain't your mama black? If civilization was Greek to the Greeks before they were suckled by Mother Africa's teats, and if they secretly worship a black Madonna in the Vatican, and if Muhammad and Buddha and Krishna came out of inky India and the Mediterranean whose roots are African, and the Bible says the Messiah had woolly hair and feet of bronze, wasn't his mama? And ain't your mama black? Ain't your mama kinda tall and skinny like a Zulu? Short and sinewy like a Bushman or a Bantu? Wide like a kinky-headed Samoan? And round or almond-eyed like a black Egyptian, Indian, or Asian? Is she royal blue-black like the people of Senegal? Or is she a pale, blue-eyed, black, blonde albino? Cause Big Mama is the only mama who comes in all colors, shapes, and sizes. And if your mama is black like my mama, and if in essence all living creatures have the same mama, and we are all brothers and sisters of the same root race, can we not slow the pace and be more considerate of our Mother Africa, our Mother Earth, and our Mother Nature? Ain't your mama black?
I used to walk around looking into black men's eyes, wondering how they kept their eyes on the prize without compromising the legacy of how to be a black man in America. So I would watch the Cosby Show and Leave It to Beaver in search of a father figure, but no one lived up to my expectations, cause I wanted to be bigger and stronger than Hercules, faster than the Flash and Grandmaster Flash, with a stash bigger than Mansa Musa, wiser than Solomon, Casanova with the girls. I wanted to be a lover and a fighter like Shaka Zulu and Muhammad Ali. I wanted to shock the world. And since the man I wanted to be could not be found in the place I looked, I knew I had to set the example and write the book How to Be a Black Man in America.
As I walk with my head tall, an adequate and moderate slave's laws, but I defer to brotherly talk and utter what the wealthy man walk, and bypass the million-man march and laugh at the ebonic talk, not looking at my skin, knowing I'm the same color as thought. Flew past the family cause they was urban tall, not caring about their racist thoughts, just trying to get my piece of the pie, not worrying about the reasons Martin Luther King died, not pushing for Bush even though the good soldiers died. Reading through the misprints of the Bible.
One day I realized it was just as hard being weak as it was being strong. Your sense of righteousness will never leave you alone until you right your wrongs. Others come and go, but you will always be with yourself. It's true what they say about the cycles going around and coming around. So a true king wears his bling on the inside and reflects it on the outside by building kingdoms of everlasting wealth.
Flying through a broken sky, cause knowing my voice to change the hands of time. Mother proud of her only son, begging me to go back to the unfortunate schools to help out, but my ego won't let me out.
My business apparel with my business appeal. You know what's funny in life, we can all touch a meal. With fortune like Shaquille, for the future we will build. Send troops home, HIV patients be healed.
Sometimes it's hard living in the skin I'm in, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I like the rhythm of my melanin, the funk, the soul, the way it makes me feel whole and hyper creative, cause I'm a native with too much joy in life to keep to myself. And when I see a sister, it makes me wanna holler and share the wealth. Come here, baby girl, come and get your birthright and let's rock the world. Can you get to that?
It ain't necessarily so that you can't get away from the blues. Life is better than the blues.
Enjoy life, breathe, eat right. Old gramps cooking, football playing, dominoes gaming. Invite your family you haven't seen in days as the parliament funk plays and everybody singing song. Remember back in the days, cornrows, shacks, hot top, Gumby fades, and your uncle dancing, showing them how to back that thing. And the sun's out, no cloudy days, ice cream truck coming up in the time as your sister friends catching your eyes and your aunts giving you wet kisses with your cheap lipstick. And if you want the neighborhood back, just go to the barbershop or the beauty salon, listening to Miles Davis and tap dancing with Bojangles. Before Mike had his arrangement, the soul of the South as Jam G plays it, and Mr. Casanova dictated how life goes. Take your shoes off before you enter mom's door. Take a sneak and pop slick a cabinet as you play keys off of his old piano, and you had a crush on your uncle's white Tamra. Those were the days as the song plays.